KO4HHC.
HHC, KO4HX.
4HKX. Did I get that right?
The Patrick on this end.
Oh, yes. Very good, Patrick. I'll remember that till tomorrow. All right. Hooked up my SWR meter on the 2 meter and wanted to see what kind of shape my antenna was in, and it looks to be pretty fair shape. So we'll just leave it on and wait for the net. You doing okay? This is N4HHC.
Doing good on this end. I think it's worn, if I'm remembering correct.
The mind of a youth. That's terrific. Yes, it is, and that means you didn't look it up on the FCC because they have my first name, Horace. And so everybody that calls me Horace, I know they really don't know me. They just looked me up on the FCC database.
Did not look it up. I did it all from memory. But I don't know about the useful part. But I do call the net on Sunday night, and it has helped me start learning people's call signs and voices and names.
That's great. I sometimes fantasize that I'd love to do that, but I tell you, I could not be regular because I'm too many times I'm in bed by 9 o'clock.
But there are openings just for like once a month. So if you're ever thinking about trying it, I'm sure Dave will work with you.
Sure he would. Yeah. I was going to ask him about the EchoLink. I noticed that's been down, and I'm just going to see what the deal was on that. Over.
Details, but from what I understand, the club call didn't get renewed in time. And if you want to use the EchoLink, if you will just use his call sign W4DJW, it will bring you in, and you can use it that way.
You have to log. How would you log in to EchoLink with his call? I thought that was. I thought you had to have a password to go with that.
With your information, but when you do the search, instead of W4NYK repeater, you just put in W4DJW.
I think I'm catching on now. So it's just a matter of something got to go through the channels to get renewed.
For HKX. Roger that. It shouldn't be much longer than they'll have it taken care of.
I'm sure that's a lot to keep up with. And many times, not only is there no pay, but there's very little recognition or appreciation. but I really do appreciate him and what he's done for the group and the repeater and everything. It's been a blessing here in this community.
Yes, and he does a lot to keep things rolling along and working like they do, and keeping all the net control with their time and when they're doing it and covering when they're not. He picks up a lot of them.
That's where I would feel pretty bad when he had to cover for me. Okay, Patrick. Let me get a drink of water, and we'll see if we can hang in there until net time.
I'll be around if you want to call back out or continue on, either way.
This is N4HHC. Oh, by the way, I've got a mobile rig here that I use for parks on the air. It's a Icon 706 MK2G, and occasionally I bring it in the shack and connect it up to the equipment and check things out and go through my menu options and make sure I haven't changed something. Anyway, seems to be doing well and checked out good. So that's what I'm talking on. Usually I'm on my Kenwood TS 2000, but I'm on the Icon 706 MK2G. Bought this brand new back, I don't know, 2000 or 1999, somewhere around in there.
Good radio. I've got one of those myself. I use it as a backup, but it is a good radio to have around.
Do you, have you ever done any computer control with it?
I haven't done any computer control with it. I do have a signal link that I can do it, but I have not done it.
Signal link doesn't give you computer control. That just gives you the digital modes. But you've got to have a cable to I translate the USB to finally whatever technique they like. But anyway, it's got a port on the back just to plug in just for computer control. You know, it's one of the originals that came out with computer control, and so they're not as full or helpful as the new ones, where you just plug in a USB cable or even a network cable.
I'll have to do some more research because I was in the process of doing that and then got sidetracked and went a different direction.
But if you want to borrow a cable, let me know and we'll let you borrow it and you can experience it. Then you can see if you are interested in that.
I'm Matt Warren. Whereabouts are you located? Where's your QTA?
233 Elaine Avenue. And if you look over the roof of the house, you'll see my tower and Yagi. And then you'll know that you're at the right spot.
Or whereabouts that?
So we're in Taylor's. If you exit off Wade Hampton onto East Lee, you go one block. And that's Elaine Avenue, one block down East Lee.
I'm up here just outside of Brevard, below the DuPont State Forest in North Carolina, but I run my tool route down in that area, and I'm in that area on Thursdays.
So, yeah, you wouldn't, I didn't know you were up in Brevard area. Are you familiar with the Wilds?
I go to the church that's on the side of the road on your way out, Old Toxaway.
Pretty amazing. So I worked up there one summer while I was in college in 1972. So that was probably before your time.
Not much, just a little bit.
Well, let me go grab that glass of water, and we'll come back in. This is N4HHC.
Yes. Standing by.
4HKX KF4NXY.
KO4HKX here.
Would you have a good day?
I got some much-needed rest this morning, and then just tried to tie up a couple loose ends today and didn't really have a whole lot planned, so it was a good day. And how about yourself?
today's been pretty good. I've been trying to get a little bit more active every day, and I think it's actually helping my back heal up quicker. Seems like the more I can move and stay active, the better it's getting.
Staying active is a big thing. Joints get stiff if you don't stay active with them.
I've been lucky, had a couple of really good days. You know, the weather down here is, you know, it's real cloudy today, but it's been a nice day, and the weather people say we're going to get a few days of good weather. You know, it ain't going to be too hot or too cold and not a whole lot of rain, and when it's like that, I can get outside and find something to do around here pretty easy. I keep planting antennas. I keep growing my antenna farm. I'm going to have to take pictures of all of them, put them on my...
Easy to accumulate them and watch them grow, isn't it?
Yeah, I've got the next one going up is it's a combination 10-meter, 75-meter kind of a hole. I don't know. We'll call it a dipole type thing. I don't know exactly what you call it, but I've got that to go up, and I just put up one of them that uses that. I would call it an octagon kind of cap configuration, where you know you can you know, kind of balance out what different, you know, the different bands you want to try and cover, and you know, just, you know, kind of doing a little experimentation with different things. And I've got a couple out here that's, you know, been up on the tower for years, and hey, you know, they're still working, so I use them some. And right now what I'm on is just a little dual bander that's just a little ways up over one of my sheds, and got the coax running out the bedroom window, and kind of, you know, listen on this little mobile radio hooked up to a power supply. So kind of got radios and antennas everywhere, it seems like.
David, I'm the same way. I got quite a few of them out here, and they multiply before you know it.
I bought a T-shirt from DX Engineering that said something to the effect, just one more radio, I promise, just one more.
Just one more, just one more.
Just one more antenna, one more radio. Well, we never did have kids, so, you know, kind of waste the money on something. Ain't got nobody to leave it to, so may as well spend it.
You worked all your life to enjoy it, so you might as well enjoy it while you can.
Yeah, we're retired, and, you know, shit. Kind of do what we want to now, and you know, that's, you only got so much time to do stuff, and while we're able to do it, we're gonna do it.
And you and Miss Marie have earned that, and you should enjoy it. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
It definitely is. Well, that fella you're talking to, he might be back in there by now. I think you said he went to get a glass of water, and might be coming back, and it won't be long to the net will be starting. But I just want to jump in there and say howdy to you. You have a good evening, and I'll probably be in here. I guess I'll probably catch you early Monday morning, maybe. You have a good night, KF4NXY.
good to talk to you. I hope you and Miss Marie have a wonderful weekend, and look forward to talking to you Monday morning. So, good to hear from you. KO4HKX, standing by.
Frequency mode.
CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG2 portion. Before we get started with the RF section, we'll go through the pre-net check-in list, the Echolink stations, if any, and any brand-new radio operators. So we're going to start off with the pre-net this evening. Net Control would like to recognize KG4PFI, that's Don, bringing with him. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda. They're in Piedmont. K4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity. W2AMD, that's Andrew in Simpsonville. KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville. KQ4NHB, that is Danny, and he's in Greenville. KI4LZI, that's Andy in Table Rock. AA4GH, that's Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida. KI4LJG, that is Bob in River Falls, North Carolina. K4OSH, that's Pat in Malden, South Carolina. N4JRB, that's Jim in Greer. KM4RJN, that's John in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And for ASW, that's Tony in Asheville, bringing with him KQ4JSK, that's Miss Kim in Asheville. KC4W, that's Bill in Anderson. KA5WLL, that's Leroy in Taylor's. KC4SKD, that's Larry, who would normally be calling this net tonight, but his throat and the pollen and everything, he's still working on getting all of that cleared up, so you'll probably hear him next Friday instead of this Friday. He's bringing with him KG4AHS, that's Miss Rhonda there in Easley, along with his brother Randall, N9TEC in Asheville, and his other brother, KF4GGF, that's Charlie in Goose Creek, South Carolina. That's it for the pre-net check-ins this evening, and it doesn't look like we have any Echolink stations at the moment, so we'll go right into brand new radio amateurs that have never checked into a net before and aren't quite sure about the protocol. Just throw your call sign out there and I'll do the rest. Okay, if that is another amateur radio operator, you're bringing up the repeater, but you're not, no audio. We're not getting any audio. So check out your radio, go to a simplex frequency, listen on another radio, see if you can figure out what's going on there with the audio. We'd like to get you checked in, but don't give up. Keep trying. Tonight being Friday night, we're going to begin the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening with Uniform through Zulu. Stations with the first letter in the suffix of their call that begins with a U through a C would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W. Hello, this is W4DJW. Dave, thank you for calling the net tonight. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane, I'm mobile on 85, no traffic, no table.
DJW. Dave. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey.
Okay, was that last station, Greg and Greer, dropped, your transmission carrier dropped before you completed your check-in? Was that Greg and Greer?
Affirmative.
Okay, Greg, I thought I recognized your call. Net Control, I'd like to recognize N4ZLK, that is Shane, who is mobile on 85. Be careful out there, Shane, on 85. It's dangerous out there. Good to have you checking in with the net with us tonight. And KO4WTQ, that's Greg in Greer. Good to have you tonight, Greg. I recognize the voice, even though I didn't get all the call. Anyway, appreciate you being with us tonight. It might not be your radio either. It might have been somebody else keying up. It sounds like there's somebody that's keying up that doesn't really know that they're on the frequency, and that does happen from time to time. Do we have any other stations in the Uniform through Zulu group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to Unit 1 on net.
Okay, Net Control. I'd like to recognize K4XB. That's Tommy in southern Greenville County. Making it into the repeater just fine tonight, Tommy. Sounds good as usual. Appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to spend a few minutes with us this evening. One last call. Uniform through Zulu, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW, please check in and out this evening. Kilo India 4, Zulu Echo Kilo. My name is Lynn. I'm in Maiden, North Carolina.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KI4ZEK. That's Lynn in Maiden, North Carolina. Sounding good from Maiden this evening, Lynn. Appreciate you taking the time checking in with us this evening. That's going to bring us up to the top of the alphabet, alpha through delta. If the first letter in your suffix begins with an A through a D, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
BW. Check in November 4, Romeo Lima Foxtrot. N4RLF, this is Roger in Seneca, and I'll be negative and negative.
BJW. Miss Amy in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little by joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Miss Amy, and all on the net. And Dave checking Anthony, KI4DGY. Joy's in there on the phone talking to him up there in Charlotte this evening.
DW. Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler and Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net, Dave.
DJW. Everybody on the net, please check in. Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ. Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73 CU and everybody on the net.
Please check in out of order in 0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, and I'll say hi, Chris.
Okay, that was a really good group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize N4RLF. That's Roger and Seneca. Sounded very good into the repeater tonight, Roger. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. And our Wednesday night net control operator, KI4 in all things SwapNet, KI4DOS, that's Gary. Bring with him K3JOY, that's Miss Joy. And they are in Easley. Also bring with him KI4DGY, that's Anthony and Charlotte. Good to have you with us tonight, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we said hello, and tell Anthony we said hello. Long time no see. W4CTW, that's Tyler over in Taylor's. Good to have you with tonight, Tyler. You're sounding good into the repeater this evening. KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. Sounded good as usual, Dave. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And N0TR, that's my neighbor Tom over here in Greer, South Carolina. Tom, tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Appreciate you hanging out with us for a little bit this evening. We just had an Echo Link station pop in there, so we're going to recognize Echo Link stations here. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, good evening, Dave. Check in, KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself and all the net. No traffic, no rag queue.
Net Control would like to recognize over Echolink, KA4PQA. That's Stephen sounding good from Greenwood, South Carolina this evening. Good to have you tonight, Stephen. Appreciate you taking the time to pop your head in the door and say hello. Let's see, we are in the Alpha through Delta group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix. It begins with an A through a D and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW. Can Kilo Quebec or AKE Wayne in Simpsonville? And no rag chew or anything tonight, but looking forward to talking about a solar generator tomorrow night on the rag chew.
In that last station, there's no audio. We've just got, you're just throwing out a carrier, and it's got a little white noise on it. So check your audio. Make sure your audio is working. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KQ4AKE. That's Wayne in Simpsonville. He'll be hanging around tomorrow night for the rag chew portion of that. And for those who are curious about solar installations and how they work and the batteries and the wires and the panels and the chargers, hang around tomorrow night. Look forward to it. Wayne's going to be presenting to us on what he has learned so far, who he is and what he's learned, and take questions if anybody has any tomorrow during the rag chew portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. So good to have you with us tonight, Wayne. You sounded good in the repeater this evening and appreciate what you're doing tomorrow night. Do we have any other stations? Let's go ahead now and move it up to Echo Through Hotel. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an E through an H, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
4DJW. Please check in, Whiskey Alpha 4 Hotel November Tango, WA4HNT. My name is Alton Alpha Lima Tango November ALTOM. I'm in Pendleton. I'm negative and negative. W4DJW.
Just check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight, Dave.
DJW. And everyone on the net, this is November 4, Hotel Charlie, Warren in Taylor's.
Negative and negative tonight.
Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZ and Harry in Counter, North Carolina. Be negative negative tonight, Dave. Thanks.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize WA4HNT, that's Alton in Pendleton. Good to have you as night, Alton. You sounded good into the repeater this evening. And our Sunday night net control operator, that's KO4HKX, Patrick in Penrose, North Carolina. Good to have you with tonight, Patrick. Hope you're doing well. And N4HHC, that's third time's a charm, Warren. He tried to get in a couple other times before this time, and he got in on this one. N4HHC, that's Warren and Taylor's. Good to have you with tonight, Warren. Appreciate you being there. And appreciate your persistence. KC4EZN, that's Harry in Candler, North Carolina. Good to have you with tonight, Harry. Hope you're doing well. Appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. Do we have any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Foxtrot Hotel, Juliet, Gene, and Taylor's.
Thank you.
Mike 4, Golf Kilo Delta, Jacob, Warren. And I'll be in and out tonight.
Okay, I think we have a recheck, but I'm not 100% sure. We'll check on that in just a second. Net Control, I'd like to recognize W4FHJ. That's Gene and Taylor's. Good to have you with tonight, Gene. Hope you're doing well. And KM4GKD. That's Jacob and Lawrence. Good to have you with tonight, Jacob. Hope you're having a wonderful start to your weekend. I think there's a recheck in there. Go ahead.
Dave, this is KA4PQA Stephen in Greenwood. Dave, I've been waiting for the chance to ask you a question. When Ariel NY4G calls it in on Tuesday nights, is he aware of how to break away from the alphabet and check for any echo link stations that might be on there with the check in? And Dave, my reason for asking is the past two times he wasn't aware that there was an EchoLink station. He wasn't aware that I was on EchoLink waiting to check in. It took you reminding him that there was an EchoLink station on to check in. And I was just wondering, Dave, if he knew how to break away from the alphabet and make sure that he didn't have an EchoLink station wanting to check in.
So, Stephen, he does have a way to do that. He doesn't do that every single time. He's probably one of our least experienced net controllers in that area, so sometimes he forgets. So have a lot of patience with him. Dig down deep and scrape you up some big bucket of patience with him because he hasn't been doing it as long as other people have been doing it. So just be patient. If I see you over there, I'll let him know and we'll get you checked in. How's that sound?
That sounds good to me, Dave. That's all I need you to know. I appreciate the info, and with that, I'll turn it back over to you and it.
All right. Thank you, Stephen. Appreciate that. If you had that question, it's highly likely somebody else did too. So appreciate you asking. Let's see, we are in the Echo Through Hotel group, station with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an E through an H, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we've got that group. We'll go ahead now and move it on up to the India through Lima group, station with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an I through an L, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W. Kilowatt Echo 4, India Romeo, Steve, I'm an Inman in it, and I'll be negative and negative.
Okay,
Kilo India 4, Juliet Uniform, Uniform, Omar, Mobile through Fountain Inn.
JW. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James. I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and it's where I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
EJW. Please check in Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November. That's KE6KEN. This is Ken in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, that's a good group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KE4IR. I haven't heard that call sign in a long time. That is Steve. He's in Inman. Good to have you tonight, Steve. Good to hear your call sign on the radio again. KI4JUU, that's Omar in Goose Creek, South Carolina, over there where Charlie is. I don't know if you know Charlie. KF4GGF, his brother was checking him into the net tonight this evening. Omar, good to have you with us on the net. KK4JFO, that's James in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, James. Hope you're doing well. And KE6KEN, that's Ken. He's in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight. You're sounding good into the repeater tonight, Ken. Appreciate you taking time to be here. Do we have any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
DJW. If it's WW4JET, it's Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango. It's Matthew over here in Pickens, over by Table Rock, and no traffic or comment tonight. Thanks for calling that.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize WW4JET. That's Matthew in Table Rock. Matthew, you got time for a quick question? Do you go in and out of JSP a lot?
Too much.
What is going on with the front end where you drop off and pick up passengers? I went in there at 4 o'clock in the morning this morning, and I did not know which way to go. It's a mess. What's happening over there?
If you're talking about the front side of GSP, they're redoing it and adding lanes, and it's almost done, actually.
So they were directing me into the parking garage to drop somebody off. Is that right? Is that where I should be going?
It's probably very temporary. It's fluid, Dave. I think it's changing. I really do believe they're close to being done. But you're coming in and you are going further around, but then it's multiple lanes coming down across the terminal, so it should... it should be hopefully done shortly, I think, because it's been going on for a few months now.
Okay. Well, she normally doesn't use... I had to take my wife out there this morning. She normally doesn't use commercials. She normally flies out of Spartanburg. But she's going down to see her mom, so she had to fly commercial this time. That's the fun. But when you're used to flying on a company jet, that's kind of stepping back. But anyway, she had to do that, and we got there. We haven't been over there for 6 months or better, so I guess if it's been going around on for a while, we didn't know it. Anyway, appreciate it. I thought if anybody knew, you would. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Net Control, I'd like to recognize WW4JET. That's Matthew from Table Rock. Do we have any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
4DJW. Please check in to Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4JBQ. That's Larry. Bring with him KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. You're sounding good tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello and do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Let's go ahead now up to the Mike through Papa group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an M through a P. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Evening, Dave. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo, 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo, 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo, Mike, 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
DJW. Kilo Quebec 4, Papa November Foxtrot, Brian and Rosman. I'll be negative, negative.
4DJW. For 2, Oscar Golf, Scott. This evening I'm up here at Caesar's Head. Negative and negative. Have a good evening.
D4DJW. DJW, good evening. Please check in KQ4PYD. That's Kilo Quebec 4. Papa, Yankee, Delta. This is David in Greer.
Okay, there's another good group. Net Control like to recognize KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena. And she's bringing with her KK4DMW, that's Rick. And KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. And they are in Piedmont. Lorena, tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And tell Rick I was missing him on the Alpha through Delta group. But anyway, I'm glad you're batting cleanup and you made it happen. Lorena, appreciate you being with us tonight. And K2OG, that's Scott in Caesar's Head, up at Caesar's Head. Hope it's nice and warm up there, Scott. It's kind of cool down here. I think it's kind of really cool up there. KQ4PYD, that's David in Greer. Good to have you this night, David. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Do we have any other stations in the Mike through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
Recheck.
Go ahead, recheck.
Again, November 2. You said Kilo 2 is November 2, Oscar Golf.
Well, thank you very much, Scott. It's in my log as November 2. So that's all me, not you. You're 100% readable into the repeater. Most of the calls start with a K, and sometimes my brain doesn't dislodge the K before it gets going. I do have it in the log as N2OG, November 2, Oscar Golf. So appreciate you bringing that to my attention. Do we have any other stations in the Mike through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
DJW. In and out, Kilo X-ray 4, Mike Tango, KX4MT. This is Mike and Pickens and my son, Kilo Quebec 4, Oscar Juliet X-ray, KQ4OJX. Michael, also in Pickens, will both be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net, 73 to you.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KX4MT, that's Mike and Pickens, bring with him KQ4OJX, that's Michael and Pickens. Good to have you with us tonight, Mike. Tell Michael we said hello and hope you guys are having a wonderful start to your weekend. Let's go ahead to the patient group now for Friday night, the Quebec through Tango group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with a Q through a T. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
In and out, and thanks for hosting the net tonight. I'm supposed to give my location. My house is on the borderline between Greenville and Taylor's.
W4DJW. Hello, Dave. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris from Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4QLG. That's Chris and Liberty. Good to have you with tonight, Chris. And Bob, I think that was you that doubled with Chris. And neither one of you won until Chris let off. And then I heard Taylor, so I'm thinking that's you, Bob. But can you confirm that? Try it one more time.
This is Bob, K4RHF, Kilo 4, Romeo Hotel, Foxtrot. My home is right on the border between Greenville and Taylor's. There are rocks either way. It just barely hit it.
Okay, Bob, thank you for that confirmation. I'd like to recognize K4RHF. That's Bob. On the line between Taylor's and Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight. You're sounding great. Any other stations? Let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
November 4, Alpha Kilo, Glenn, farm
formerly of Travelers Rest, South Carolina, now in Sunset, South Carolina. David, good to hear you. Negative and negative.
KW. In Kilo, Quebec, for Quebec Hotel Victor. KQ4QHV. This is Nick in Pendleton. I'll be in and out this evening. Thanks, Dave.
Okay, Net Control would like to recognize N4AK, that is Glenn in Sunset, South Carolina. Glenn, I got a question for you. Is your email address, Glenn, your first name, your last name at bellsouth.net, is that still working? Glenn, you still there? Okay, maybe not. Net Control would like to recognize N4AK, that is Glenn in Sunset, South Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Glenn. And KQ4QHV. That's Nick and Pendleton. Sounding good tonight, Nick. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4AK, I think I double with you.
Okay, Glenn, sorry about that. I was just curious if your email address that is your first name, your last name at Bell South, is if that's still working. And the reason I was asking is we've got a new builder that takes apart old radios. He's not on the same scale that you used to do, but he takes them apart. He cleans them up really, really nice. Polishes them up and puts them back together, and I encouraged him to take some pictures of his next one that he goes through, and he said he's going to do that. And I was thinking that I would send the link to you as soon as I get it so that you could look at them, not knowing if you were interested or not, but just making sure that email address, first name, last name at BellSouth.net, still works. Not sure if that's you, Glenn. Somebody's keying up, and I'm just getting static. I'm not sure if that's you or not. I'm not sure if your microphone's working every single time you key up or you're hearing me, but I'll go ahead and shut down the formal portion of the net, and then we'll try it again on the other side. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so, and we would have begun the rag chew portion, but we don't have any rag chewers this evening. So have I missed anyone for comments, or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW.
JW. This evening, please check in Kilo Zulu 4 Delta Zulu KZ 4DZ Joe over in Reedville. Negative and negative.
Be right there, comment. Just a second. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KZ4DZ. That's Joe in Reedsville. Good to have you with tonight, Joe. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Go ahead, Tom.
How'd you know that was me? You're good, Dave. I just wanted to say, and it probably makes no difference, but I was talking to Patrick. We went down to pick up a dehumidifier earlier, and every time it seemed like we got ready to speak or talk, that dead key come in there, so I don't know if it's intentional or not. I wondered if it was a repeater, but I don't think it was. And it was pretty hard to talk over, but we managed it, but it was real frequent, so just makes you wonder. All right, Dave, good night. I'll see you later.
Well, Tom, I do appreciate the feedback. We do have the ability to triangulate that now, so I can go back and see where that's coming from. And if it continues to be a problem, then we can address it. So I do appreciate it. I wouldn't know if you didn't tell me, though. So appreciate that very much, Tom. Do we one last call. Have I missed anyone for comments, or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW. Okay, be sure and stop back by tomorrow night, where Wayne, KQ4AKE, will be discussing in the Rag Chew portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net almost all you ever wanted to know about solar. Not everything, but he's got a lot of good experience that he's going to share with us tomorrow in the RAG 2 portion of the net. Please stand by for my net report. This is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for checking in, we'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 and good night.
W, November 4, Alpha Kilo.
Hey, Glenn. Tom said somebody was interfering with our communication. Did you get my what I was telling you about somebody else who's rebuilding radios?
Yes, that's very interesting. I'm kind of past that now, but I did rebuild one. It's a heat kit DH-100 that Arthur Batson had in Traveler's Rest. You know, Arthur used to work for Martha Cox at this hardware store, and he was a ham in the 40s. So I re-kitted it, so that was my last big project. David, over.
Okay, well, I knew you did all that. I don't know if you remember it. I went through your shop one time, and you gave me the grand tour, and I was quite impressed. This guy isn't anywhere near that yet, but he's starting out, and he's learning how to do that on his own and teaching himself, and he's doing a really good job of it. He sent a link to a picture of one of them, but I encouraged him to, on his next pass, which is what he's working on now, he disassembles it, cleans all the parts up, does a test on all the components, replaces the components that need to be replaced, and gets it back to going like it was brand new. So I thought you might be impressed with it. I thought I'd send it to your email address. That's your first name, your last name, at bellsouth.net, if that's still working.
That it's first name, last name, 41@gmail.com, and give me his call, over.
I don't have it at the moment. He's supposed to send me another link. So he's a new ham. He hasn't been doing this very long, so I don't have it memorized yet. But when he sends it to me, then I'll send it to you. So first name, last name, 41@gmail.com, correct?
Roger, that's correct. And I'm connected with a group of about 25 guys that do that. We're into boat anchors. So a lot of times if he's doing something and needs tubes or something, we have a group of people who have all kind of parts, Johnson parts and tubes and everything. So I might be able to help him out. Over.
Well, I was hoping that I could get you guys together because he is kind of new at it, but he's got a lot of energy and he's doing a good job putting that, getting that going. And I figured he could probably get some pointers from you if I could get you guys hooked up. Might save him some heartache in the long run because you've been doing it long enough. You know all the ins and outs by now.
Well, it's very interesting. I even had to, replay the, chassis for the DX-100. It was an early version, so it was all copper. But there's a plating outfit down there in Simpsonville. And by the way, I'm sorry I missed KX4MT. Mike used to be with a group of us here at, we used to have lunch together because there was a well-known ham who passed away about 6 months ago, but he organized this W4TWX, you probably knew him, over.
Yeah, I don't know anybody that didn't know Jack. Everybody knew Jack. He put up a lot of towers over the years. Jack, I rode around with Jack and Gary looking at the Tower of Power. I'm sure if you're familiar with that. We were looking at admiring some of his work riding around over there one evening. Yeah, everybody knows Jack.
Well, you're probably aware then that he passed away about 6 months ago, I guess now. But I guess one of the tallest towers was right there in his backyard. That's pretty amazing. I don't know if it's, last time I passed by that was still up. I don't know if anybody's going to be able to take it down or they're just going to have to cut it and let it fall. But he had a barn full of parts out there. I've been away from TR for about 6 years, and riding back through there the other day, I just cannot tell you how amazed I am at the growth. David, W4DJW and 4AK.
Well, last time I was over at his house, that tower's still standing, and that's probably been a little more than 6 months ago. And I got underneath of it, and I looked straight up the leg, Glenn. And, you know, I do that with home-built towers because, you know, it's hard to get all those guys, to get the right amount of tension on each one of those guys to make that thing exactly straight. And that all 100 feet of it was as straight as you could, as straight as an arrow. That is an impressive tower that he has over at his house. I imagine they might have to get a crane and just kind of lift off section at a time. I know Bob ND7J up in North Carolina, I think he helps people with that kind of stuff from that time to time. I've seen them taking his multi-rotor up and take pictures of it while they're putting it together and taking it apart. And they get a crane that's higher than the tower, and they'll lift one section off at a time. So, yeah, that's quite impressive. And Johnny and I rode over there, and we rode back. We were riding back through that country. And I was telling Johnny I would really love to get to be able to buy some land in that area. And he said, hang that up. And everybody wants that land back in there. It's really, really hard to get.